Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Monsignor Rogers, my dear brother priests and deacons, fellow religious, beloved seminarians, and God's faithful laity. The title laity comes from the Greek word laikos, which means people. And so when I address you as God's faithful laity, it's an address inviting you to be faithful to the Lord who loves you. You are his people. I'd like to begin my reflections on this Christmas, my first Christmas as the Archbishop of Philadelphia, by welcoming various groups who are here this evening. First of all, I'd like to welcome those of you who are regular members of our cathedral parish. Merry Christmas. And those words of greeting come not only from me, but from the priests and deacons and the staff who serve you. This is a time for us to rejoice because today is born Christ our Savior. I'd also like to welcome tonight our non-Christian friends who may be present. For some reason, Christmas Eve is a time of fascination, and people like to come to Catholic Mass at midnight. So we'd like to welcome our non-Christian friends who would be with us this evening. I'd also like to welcome our Protestant brothers and sisters. We refer to them as our separated brothers and sisters because we don't yet fully share the faith of the Church. And as we celebrate Christmas Eve together, we ask the Lord to bring unity to his Church. I'm sure that some of you here would be labeled as secular non-believers. People come sometimes for the music and for the fascination of midnight mass. We welcome you with great joy, but we also invite you to faith because we truly believe that today is born not only our Savior but yours, Christ the Lord. And we deeply believe that all of us, everyone here, stands in need of redemption. We all need to be saved from ourselves, first of all, but also from many other things in our lives. So for those of you who are not yet believers, we invite you to come to know the Lord Jesus as the Lord and center of your lives. And finally, I'd like to welcome a rather large group here tonight, I imagine anyway, the group that we would call non-practicing Catholics. You know, in some sense, all of us are non-practicing Catholics, at least in some areas of our lives. But some of us who are Catholics don't go to church very often, but we still come on Christmas and Easter and the major feasts of the Church. And I'd like you to know that the Church does welcome you with great joy. And we invite you to be more closely our sisters and brothers in the Lord, not only at Christmas, but throughout the year. After the words of welcome, I'd like to express some words of gratitude. Monsignor Rogers, we're deeply grateful to you and the parish priests who serve this parish. Thank you for preparing such a lovely celebration for all of us to participate in this evening. I'm grateful to Father Dennis Gill, who leads our Office of Worship, and the many volunteers who joined him in decorating this very lovely cathedral. I'd also like to give a special word of thanks to our choir led by Dr. John Romeri. They say that those who sing pray twice, and those of you who help us sing help us to pray the Lord more profoundly and deeply in our lives, and to you we are very, very grateful. Please express your gratitude to the choir. As part of my preparation for Christmas this year, I paid more attention than usual to the Christmas cards that I received. I'm sure that you receive many Christmas cards too. I actually receive hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of cards. But this year, in a way that I didn't experience before, many of the Christmas cards were a picture, which I'm sure you can't see, but which is entitled Kissing the Face of God. It's a picture of a young woman embracing her baby and kissing her child on his cheek. It's by an artist whose name is Morgan Weistling, I think is the way you pronounce his name, an inspirational and romantic portrait artist. And since this came in so often this year, I looked him up on the web pages, as we can do today, and found this reflection on the painting, which was the face on so many Christmas cards. This is what he said about his work. Once I had my models and costume in place, it took only 3 days to paint. It was the easiest and most enjoyable painting I probably ever painted. I have been a Christian for half my life. That's probably true about most of us. Just about half of our life, we've been serious Christians. And I am thankful for the eyes I was given to see the world as a miracle it is. Before surrendering to Christ, art was all that mattered to me. It was my God. But God got my attention by showing me that the ability that I thought was due to my hard work was actually a gift from Him. And I woke up. The one who gave me this gift was also interested in me as well. My dear friends, God is very, very interested in you as well. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas. I'd like to use as my reflection on the scriptures the second reading that we had from the letter of St. Paul to Titus. Titus was a disciple of St. Paul. He's mentioned 9 times in St. Paul's letters. And tradition tells us that he was the bishop of Crete, the very first bishop of Crete. So he lived in the period immediately after Jesus' death and resurrection. And so when St. Paul wrote to him, St. Paul was expressing as clearly as he could, under the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the faith of the church. And what we celebrate at Christmas is so clearly and simply explained and acclaimed in this passage from St. Paul's letter to Titus. Listen once again. The grace of God has appeared, saving all. We've heard the word grace many times. It's part of our Christian vocabulary. But many of us don't have any idea what it means. Grace is the merciful presence of God. That's simply what it means. And St. Paul told Titus and tells us, the grace, the merciful presence of God has appeared, saving all. Not just some, but everyone. All of us, whether we're Christians or non-Christians, whether we're Catholics or Protestants, whether we're practicing or non-practicing, all of us are offered the gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. St. Paul goes on to say, training us to reject godless ways, which is rebellion against God, and worldly desires, those desires in our hearts that conflict with our desires to be Christians. God's grace trains us to reject godless ways and worldly desires and to live temperately, which means to live with moderation. It's about self-discipline. To live justly, which is about our relationships with our neighbors, and devoutly, which is about our piety, our relationship with God. And so the grace of God has appeared, training us to live with self-discipline, with care for one another, and in a profound relationship of love with God. In this age, St. Paul says, as we await the blessed hope — hope is confidence in God's future, we're waiting with the blessed hope — the appearance of the glory of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. To cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. To be eager means to have energy and enthusiasm about what God has in store for us as disciples of Jesus. So that's what Christmas is about. Christmas is about the appearance of God, who loves us so very, very much, and calls us into a right relationship with him, with one another, and with ourselves. God desires to make us a people that is his own. My dear friends, Christmas tells us that we don't have to earn the love of God. God loves us already. Everything is his grace. Christmas tells us that God is fascinated with us. Not simply us as a people, but each one of us individually. The word fascinated comes from a Latin word, fascinum, which means witchcraft. God is infatuated in a mysterious kind of way by his love for you and for me. And that's why God became one of us, to share our life and to show us his great love. You and I exist because God has kissed us on the face. And in Jesus, you and I are able to kiss the face of God. The artist I told you about, Morgan Wessling, continued to say this about his painting. This painting was first inspired by a song that I heard one day. The phrase, kissing the face of God, immediately struck me with this powerful image of Mary and the baby Jesus. I started to contemplate the awesome privilege that Mary was given, being able to hold God in her arms, but keeping in mind that he was still her child. This cute little child whom she bore was also God in the flesh, and yet she cuddled and kissed him, just as all mothers do with their babies. This thought propelled me right into this painting, which I wanted to be a very human representation of divinity. My prayer is that the viewer will be struck, as I am, with the amazing way that God chose to send his son into the world in pure humility. My dear friends, God is truly interested in you. That's what Christmas is about. A child is born to us. A son is given us. Today is born our Savior, Christ the Lord. Let us rejoice and be glad. Merry Christmas.